It's Wednesday, July 28th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Nevadans living in communities with elevated rates of COVID-19 transmission must once again wear masks indoors, even if they're fully vaccinated. The latest mask requirements follow the newest recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released Tuesday. 11 of Nevada's 17 counties are currently flagged for elevated levels of COVID transmission. That includes Washoe, Douglas, Churchill, Lyon, Mineral, and Elko counties, as well as Carson City. The city of Reno has also announced mask requirements for all city-owned properties until further notice. Cases of the Delta variant are surging nationwide, and if that trend continues, some western states have limited how officials can respond. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
Idaho, Montana, and Utah are among the states that recently passed laws limiting local or executive authority during a public health crisis. For Montanans, that means a restriction on quarantine orders and local mask mandates. Meanwhile, in Colorado, Governor Jared Polis said in June he's ready to dial back the executive powers he exercised at the height of the pandemic. The rise in COVID-19 cases comes amid persistently low vaccination rates in some western states, like Wyoming and Idaho, where roughly 36% of people have gotten both shots. The national average is about 50%. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
Nevada's Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto has introduced legislation aimed at providing assistance before, during, and after wildfires. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
The Western Wildfire Support Act would fund prevention efforts such as purchasing more firefighting equipment and increasing defensible space. It'll also help pay for fire recovery efforts. That includes $100 million for long-term rehabilitation projects. The bill's sponsor, Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, says wildfires pose an existential crisis for communities and small businesses across the West.
That's what this legislation is about. How do we put more resources there? How do we continue to support our air tankers, right? State-of-the-art equipment that our firefighters need to fight the fires. And then the recovery piece at the end of the day. We can't forget that rehabilitation projects are just as important as every other piece of the preparation and suppression of a fire.
There are currently more than 80 large fires that have burned 1.5 million acres across 13 states, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
A federal judge in Reno has rejected a request to block Nevada's new ban on so-called ghost guns from going into effect. Judge Miranda Dew ruled this week the law does not violate residents' rights to bear arms. She instead says the state is merely acting in its power to regulate unserialized firearms. Second Amendment activists have argued the law amounts to an unconstitutional act of tyranny. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland faced lawmakers on Capitol Hill yesterday. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, she testified in front of senators about her agency's $18 billion budget request for next year.
Lawmakers asked Haaland about a range of issues, from endangered grizzly bears to her department's review of oil and gas leasing. The Interior Department is mulling a ban on new oil and gas leases on federal lands, as well as upping royalty rates. The review is supposed to be made public in early summer. Republicans voiced frustration that it was taking so long. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski.
None of us know what your answer is. And so I hope you can sense the frustration that so many of us have in anticipating this.
Haaland told senators that the review is in its final stages and should be released, quote, very soon. Haaland also told senators that she wanted a big boost in funding for her department next year. The money would go towards advancing renewable energy projects, as well as a $117 million increase in the department's wildland fire programs. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
And moving to sports, the Las Vegas Golden Knights have traded star goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury to the Chicago Blackhawks Tuesday. As reported by the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the trade ends Fleury's four-year stint as the face of the franchise. The three-time Stanley Cup champion was a respected leader in the locker room and helped the expansion club reach the Stanley Cup final in its first season. He also won the Vezina Trophy last year as the league's best goaltender. The Athletic's Jesse Granger reports that Fleury learned of the trade via Twitter. The Golden Knights will receive a minor league forward in return. Those are your morning news headlines for Wednesday, July 28th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.